This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate localized production of hybrid battery electrodes and flag off battery electric vehicle exports to 100 countries at Hansalpur near Ahmedabad in Gujarat today. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. A report from our correspondent.
In a shining example of a Make in India initiative success, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and flag off the Suzuki's first global strategic battery electric vehicle, BEV, manufactured in India. These Made in India BEV are set to be exported to more than 100 countries, including key markets like Europe and Japan. Taking a giant leap towards self-reliance in clean energy, the PM will also launch the next phase of India's battery ecosystem with the start of local production of hybrid battery electrodes at Gujarat-based TDS lithium-ion battery plant. This joint venture is expected to accelerate the domestic manufacturing and drive innovation in clean energy technologies. Interestingly, over 80% of battery's value will now be locally produced, which will boost India's green manufacturing footprint. Aparna Khund, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
The Indian Navy will commission two of its advanced stealth frigates, Udaygiri and Himgiri, in Visakhapatnam today. The P-17A frigates displace about 6,700 tons, making them slightly larger than their predecessor, Shivalik-class frigates. They feature an improved hull design to reduce radar cross-section. The ceremony will be presided over by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. The Directorate of Enforcement ED is conducting search operations under Section 17 of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act 2002 at 13 different locations across the Delhi NCR region, including the residence of former Delhi Minister and AAP leader Saurabh Bhardwaj. These searches are in connection with a money laundering case linked to irregularities in hospital construction. The Central Water Commission has issued an orange alert regarding the severe rise in the water level of Ganga River at several locations in Bihar, including Patna and Bhagalpur. The commission has also issued warnings about the flooding in several areas as water level was registered above danger level this morning at various gauge stations. In a special bulletin, the commission stated that the water level of Ganga River has crossed the danger mark at several locations, therefore people need to exercise caution and remain alert. The Election Commission of India has announced that it has received documents from 99.11% of electors in Bihar, with 7 days still remaining in the claims, objections and documents period under the Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls in the state. Keralites celebrate Attham today. It is the formal beginning of Onam festival. We have more from our correspondent.
Attham marks the beginning of Onam celebrations in Kerala. From today, people start making Attapookalams, the floral carpets in front of their homes, and continue till Thiruvonam. At Tripunuthara, the famous Attachamayam procession takes place today. Various traditional art forms showcasing Kerala's rich culture and heritage will be part of this colorful parade. Smithy M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked Prime Minister Narendra Modi for his warm wishes on Ukraine's Independence Day. In a social media post, Zelensky expressed appreciation for India's dedication to peace and dialogue. He added that as the world works towards ending the ongoing war with dignity and lasting peace, Ukraine looks forward to India's continued support. Indian equity benchmarks open in the red after a draft notice published by the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, revealed that U.S. President Donald Trump plans to go ahead with 50% tariffs on Indian goods starting from tomorrow. The Nifty 50 fell 167 points or 0.67% to trade at 24,799, while the Sensex declined 546 points or 0.67% to trade at 81,089 when reports last came in. Star Indian weightlifter Mirabai Chanu won gold medal at 2025 Commonwealth Weightlifting Championships in Ahmedabad yesterday and marked a triumphant return to competitive action. The Tokyo Olympic silver medalist lifted a total of 193 kg to set new Commonwealth Championship record. And that is the end of this news bulletin.